I think it was the intent for the city, and I know this board, to try to save the historical component of it, the shell of the historical building, and then the rest of it, again, is just, there's nothing historical about it. Yes, it's old. There may be some nostalgia that goes along with, you know, being in that older section, but there's nothing architecturally significant, nothing historical about it. So I know we've discussed doing demolition on the additions and saving the historical structure. Unfortunately, the inside of the historical structure is where you see most of the wood damage. So most of all that wood's gonna have to come out. So what we would be left with is, again, your wall, your shell, the historical brick, and the facade. The timing of this is critical. I mean, we've got to hurry and get it down. So that's why we called Complete Demolition Services. They bid that one. They were the low responsible bidder between all the other companies that bid that demolition project. So, you know, I feel comfortable with them. So I think selecting somebody based on a prior bid is sufficient. So that's where we kind of stand. The original, what we originally were looking at was just doing the hand demo on all the wood in the original building so we could somehow get a roof on it. So the quote to just do that was $106,000 because it's all handwork. And that would be completely gutting the inside of the building, taking the roof completely off, and said, okay, if you have to do everything by hand, what if you can do it by machine? Would that be any cheaper? So he came back and looked, and he could actually do the entire building for $175,000. So for $69,000 more, he can actually take down the entire building. That is demo, permitting, hauling off, paying tipping fees, bringing dirt in to fill in the basement area, and put 9 inches of dirt across the entire project site to level it out to a better grade, grassing. I mean, it's complete.